What's the point in saying that when you know how I'll react? You think you can just take it back, but shit just don't work like that. You're the drug that I'm addicted to, and I want you so bad. Guess I'm stuck with you, and that's that. 'Cause when it all falls down, then whatever.
You're the drug that I'm addicted to. Hi everyone, this is Adrian. You're listening 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hey, Fonzie.
Oh, no.
¿Qué pasa de mí?
Hey, yeah. Ay. Tengo en esta historia algo que confesar. Ya entendí muy bien qué fue lo que pasó. Y aunque duela tanto, tengo que aceptar que tú no eres la mala, que el malo soy yo.
No me conociste nunca de verdad. Ya se fue la magia que te enamoró. Y es que no quisiera estar en tu lugar, porque tu error solo fue conocerme.
No eres tú, no eres tú, no eres tú, soy yo.
Soy yo.
No te quiero hacer sufrir, es mejor olvidar y dejarlo así.
Así,
échame la culpa. No eres tú, no eres tú, no eres tú, soy yo.
Soy yo.
No te quiero hacer sufrir, es mejor olvidar y dejarlo así.
Así,
échame la culpa.
Okay, I don't really, really wanna fight anymore. I don't really, really wanna fake it no more. Play me like the Beatles, baby, just let it be. So come and put the blame on me.
Good night, everyone. This is Adri, and you are listening 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today, I'm here with Danny and Alex.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
Very good.
Very good. And you?
Yeah.
I'm good. This is my first show, and we're trying to get the most of it.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about tonight?
So...
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of interesting topics tonight.
Yeah. So, you two are exchange students from Spain, so I'd like to know something about that.
Right. Okay.
So, how about if you introduce yourselves to all our listeners?
I'm Danny. I joined Tufts. This is Tufts Radio. So I joined 6 months ago, and I've been loving it since I was here. a lot of opportunities to have fun here and to meet people. And right now, it's a great channel. There's a lot of people listening here, like millions. And I love to talk to this audience. And I think this is going to be a great time where I can express a lot of my feelings and what I think the US is like for a Spanish student. So I think it's
great fun. This has been a good time. We came here in September. And we have been here until now, and we're gonna stay until May, June, May. So, what do you think about Tufts?
Wow, it's a fantastic university.
Can you say something about the differences between your university in Spain and Tufts?
Yeah, of course. So, back in Madrid, university is a bit, like, I would say boring, but I mean, it's very different than here because people in Madrid, they just go to the university and they don't feel part of a community. When I was going there to university, I was part of my group of friends and I was just meeting with them. I go to university and back, I go back and I don't know anything more about university people.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, when I'm here, I mean, I meet a lot of people. I live here in the
campus. Yeah, there's a huge difference because when you go to university in Madrid, for example, we come from Universidad Autónoma, and no one lives there. Like, everyone lives in their houses, and then you go to university, go to class, and then you come back home. But people here at Tufts, most people live here, like, especially their first and second year, everyone lives here.
Yes.
So that's a huge difference.
It's great. Difference. Wow. Yeah, I think it's amazing. I mean, you get to know a lot of people here.
Yeah.
You would have a lot of fun. And yeah, I'm sure our listeners here, they have a lot of fun experiences about the university life. So if we have a phone or something, they can call.
Yeah,
we actually don't have a phone yet.
And
so,
say, what has your experience been here at Tufts? Say something about your experience.
Yeah, but
there's a phone number.
Looks
Adri,
like we
do you know
actually
the phone number?
Don't have a phone number yet, so we can just talk about it. Yeah, how was your first experience here when you
My
came here?
My first experience.
Tufts? Yeah.
I don't know, it was like confusing because I came here, I knew no one. Okay, let's be serious. Like the first time I came to my dorm, I didn't know where my room was and I get lost. I didn't know how to get to my room. So I had to ask everyone, like, do you know where this room is?
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Crazy.
What about you?
Well, interesting. I have, wow, that's a long time ago. Okay, when I first came here, well, they didn't even have my keys.
Really? No, we went to Julie's office.
Yeah, we went to the office. We went to the main office of there.
Yeah, and it's very funny because she knew all our names.
Right.
She said, you're Danny, and you're Alex, and you're Adri.
Yes.
She knew everyone.
But she didn't have a key for me. So yeah, I was there, and she knew my name and everything. Okay, can I have my key to open my... Oh, no, sorry. We don't have a key for you. Well, okay, sure. So I had to go to a friend's house and live there for... couple
Sophie
days.
Or Sammy?
I think Sammy, yeah. She's a great girl. She's awesome. I didn't have a key, so I had to wait for some days.
And the first time I got to my room, I met this girl. I thought she was American, but she wasn't. She was from Germany.
Really?
Yeah, Georgie.
Oh,
and then I started talking to her, and she was like, hey, I'm from Greece and from Germany. I was like, oh my God, I'm from Spain, and you?
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then look.
And then we started our classes. And how were your classes?
They were also very different from Spain. I can tell you. Yeah.
There's a huge difference.
Really,
between classes here and in Spain.
Yes.
Because I think people here learn more than in Spain. Because here, like, you have to work every week, every day. Like, you have to work. And in Spain, it's just... you go to class, take your notes, and you just have your final exam.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. I mean, when I first went to class here... there is so much participation from everyone.
And everyone wants to talk all the time.
Some really special.
Yeah, I agree with that. And also, I feel like they try to foster critical thinking and problem solving, something that I feel in Spain they don't. They take more memorization and...
Absolutely. Yeah. When I was in Spain, they were always, so you have to do this for this exam. You have the slides here. Go and... get to memorize all of this 100 pages, and have fun.
Here it doesn't matter how much you memorize, it's just knowing about the thing you're studying and talking about it and learning, but like true learning, like not like in Spain.
Absolutely. So
if our listeners want to share with us some something about their experience in college, please feel free to call in at 855-915-9636. Now we are going to listen La 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 from Naughty Boy.
I'm so comfortable. Fresh out east that Atlanta with no mountains down. Fresh out east Atlanta, bump up like a traffic jam. Yeah. I was quick to pay that girl like Uncle Sam. Here you go, ayy, take it on me. Ayy, shawty craving on me, get the eating on me, on me. She waited on me, then what? Shawty caking on me, got the bacon on me. This is history in the making, homie. I was getting moolah, baby.
Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, no. Oh, my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana. Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Take me back, back, back.
Okay, numbers to think about, PSA. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFAO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wow.
Crazy.
I'm supposed to be happy and free, everyone is thinking of me. Most of the nights I lay on my phone, watching the world. My golden throne, dark yesterday, should feel miles away. Surrounded by fame. Once I was with you, no money, no issue. We laughed even when we were down. My mistakes that I paid for in heartache. Now I don't know what to do, 'cause all I think about is you. On my chest, is this my fate? Nobody knows the sadness I hold. Nobody sees what's about to unfold. I wanna see you looking at me, 'cause I still believe. Once I was with you, no money, no issue. We laughed even when we were down. I made my mistakes that I paid for in heartache. Now I don't know what to do, 'cause all I think about is you. Was a missing link. The more I ponder, it just gets harder. My mind is on the brink. I wish you would answer my calls. I know you don't wanna hear me at all, but I just can't help myself. There's no one else trapped in a cell, 'cause all I think about is you. Ooh.
Hi, this is Adri, and you are listening to WMFO. Please stay tuned. This is intended to be a free space to anyone to express themselves and to talk about anything at any time. Yes. So please feel free to call us at 855-915-9636. I repeat, 855-915-9636.
Really, anything is accepted. You can tell please, any story please. You want.
We're going to have a conversation here tonight, anything. But we want you to join us and talk about whatever you want,
anything.
Please.
This is 3,
okay,
4 a.m.
So, what are we going to talk about tonight, Adri?
Huh.
So, keeping up with that we are all exchange students, let's talk about the cultural differences or maybe the cultural shock that we've experienced when we came to Tufts or the US, for that matter.
Okay, this might be interesting for you in case you want to go to Europe and you will feel the same differences we felt when we came here.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the first one. Danny, do you have any ideas?
So differences between the US and our home country.
Spain in this case, but it could be like Europe in general.
With the three of us are from Spain. Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, there are a lot.
So, for example?
Yeah, I mean, when I first came here, I saw that people here is, well, how can
Hi, how are you doing? I hope you have a good day.
I mean, when I first met people here in any kind of event that is going on, they are so friendly, they are so nice, but if I want to make kind of friends with them, they quickly go back like, oh yeah, sure, but they want to be very friendly, but only in the shell. They don't want to be really friends. That's really different from Spain.
No, but that I think this is like, for example, when you go to a restaurant, if you go to a restaurant here, you expect the waiter or waitress to say like, hi, how are you? I'm going to be your waiter tonight.
Yes.
Do you need anything? Is there the water fine? Do you need more water? And if you go to a restaurant in Europe or at least in Spain, like they just serve you the food. Sometimes they ask you if it's fine, but that's it. But here people like on the surface, they are like very friendly.
Yes.
So I think that's a cultural difference.
Yeah.
You probably mean that like, customer service is different in that sense, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say so.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's not better or worse, it's just different.
Yeah, and also regarding the like how to make like other types of personal relationships, it's kind of complicated. Like as you mentioned, everyone here is very friendly, but then it's like it's difficult to get to actually know people.
Right.
Then
you know.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen many people who I thought I was friends with, but then I try to...
That's a sad story.
Yes, it's going to get sad right now. Yeah, but I try to get a beer with them or something. And
yeah, but I think that's...
Yeah, sorry, I'm very busy.
I think we're not supposed to talk about this, but in Spain it's very common to say, oh, let's drink a beer someday. And people say, yes, of course. And then it never happens.
Right.
But here it happens with, oh, let's do something this weekend. And then nothing happens.
Never happens. Yeah, everyone is so busy here. I think that's a big difference. I mean, when I'm in Spain, I'm not that busy that I always refuse to every plan that happens here often with some people.
Yeah, but I mean, probably that's the, like, probably in the US, the type of culture is more like in towards the individual, while in other countries like Spain, for instance, it's more about the collective of like groups of people, either family or groups of friends, and that's probably...
Yeah, I want to talk about some difference I found here. It's like in Spain, when you start your major, you start with the same people, like from the beginning to the end, you're going to stay with the same group of people. Yeah. And here it's like you just start, you don't know what you're going to study yet. And then you have like 2 years to choose what you're going to study.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to classes and you don't know anyone in your class. You make friends outside of class.
Yeah.
And in Spain, for example, we have the same people from the beginning to the end. So we make friends in class. We go to class, we talk to our classmates, we make friends with our classmates, and that's a very big difference.
Yeah, but I'd also say that like here, if you want to make friends at college, then you go to different clubs or extracurricular activities.
Clubs or
like
Frats?
Frats, like Greek
line. Yeah, you can go there as well.
It's very funny because the first day we had that candle thing. How is that called? Candle ceremony.
Yeah, like
here. And there was a guy saying, no, don't join frats. And we thought, okay, frats are bad. But now we know some people at frats and they're nice people. And I still don't know. I know this is a controversial topic, but a lot of people are against frats. But then when there's a frat, like a party at a frat, there's a lot of people there. So what's wrong? Why do people say no to frats, but then they go to all the frat parties?
Huh. Well, that's an interesting topic. Yeah.
Adri, do you have an idea of what happens here?
Not really. Like, I feel like the main issue here is related to sexual harassment. And I feel that, okay, Greek life has a problem with the sexual harassment thing, but also, like, in other types of events at college. I mean,
also it can happen anywhere.
Like the sports housing or the other special housing here at Tufts might have the same problems and not necessarily have to be related to Greek life.
So this is not a Greek life problem. It's a cultural problem.
I wouldn't.
Are you talking about like rape culture and all that stuff?
Yeah, I guess. I mean.
So what do you think about it, Danny?
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think there is actually a big problem here. I think a lot of people are concerned here with fraternities, especially in our university. We are from Tufts here. We're speaking from Tufts. And yeah, a lot of people is like against the Greek life culture and they don't like to go to the parties. And it's true that anyways, when anyone organizes a party from a fraternity here, they are full of people. But I don't think they're always focused in the sexual harassment part. I think they like to have fun and they see that fraternities are a great place to have fun and they just go there. I don't know. Yeah, I think so. So, well, I would like to remind anyone, if they are listening to us right now,
please call us.
They can tell us any story, anything, really anything.
We will listen to you, even if you can say whatever you want.
Even if you had a really terrible day and you feel like you shouldn't talk about today, really, we want to hear you and we want to have fun with you.
Okay, we're going to give you like 5 minutes for the next song so you can think about it and call us after the song, please.
Our
phone number is
855-915-9636.
Call us.
WMFO in Medford. Now we're gonna listen another song from Katy Perry. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were gonna come to me.
And here you are,
but you better choose carefully.
Cause I'm
capable of anything, of anything, and everything.
Make me your Aphrodite. Make me your one and only.
Make me your enemy, your enemy, your enemy.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause
no going back.
She's a beast. I call her karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to lead her on. Shawty heart is on steroids, cause her love is so strong. You may fall in love when you meet her. If you get the chance, you better keep her. She's sweet as pie, but if you break her heart, she turns cold as a freezer. That fairy tale ending with a knight in shiny armor. She can be my sleeping beauty, I'm gon' put her in a coma. Damn, I think I love her. Shawty so bad, I sprung and I don't care. She rap me like a roller coaster, turn the bedroom into a fair. Her love is like a drug, I was trying to hit it and quit it. But lil' mama so dope, I messed around and got addicted.
And now, from by OneRepublic, Feel Again.
Coming since I seen your face, I've been everywhere and back, trying to replace everything that I had till my feet went numb. Praying like a fool that's been on the run. Heart's still beating, but it's not working. It's like a $1 million phone that you just can't ring. I reached out trying to love, but I feel nothing. Yeah, my heart is numb.
And this was Feel Again from OneRepublic. Now we're gonna listen True Feeling by Galantis. But first, I'd like to send hi to to my family and my parents in Spain who are listening to us right now. Así que ahora lo diré en español. Me gustaría mandar muchos saludos, muchos recuerdos a mi familia y a mis padres y a mi hermano que me están escuchando desde España aquí en WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Ahora vamos a escuchar una canción de Galantis llamada True Feeling. Espero que les guste. And that was True Feeling by Galantis. And now I'd like to have this last part of the show, the Tufts late night show. We'll be speaking Spanish.
For like 5 minutes.
Really?
For some time before the show ends. So, bueno, seguimos aquí con...
Eso. Bueno, sabemos que está aquí escuchando a la familia de Adri y queremos que sepáis que os apreciamos mazo por estar escuchando esto como a las 7 de la mañana, 8 de la mañana. Un abrazo para vosotros, vuestro hijo es genial. Nos ha conseguido este puesto aquí en la radio.
Es increíble cómo mueve las manos.
Ya ves
maneja.
Tú.
los micrófonos. Qué maravilla de persona, ¿eh?
Sí, sí, sí. Di algo, Adri.
Gracias.
Hola.
No me puedo creer, es, en plan, es que esto es de locos, en plan, que estemos nosotros
es un programa de
a las 2:00 de la mañana aquí, a las 3:00 en okay. Estados Unidos, y a la vez que nos estén escuchando en España por sí. La mañana de buenos días. Hacemos, y si cambiamos, hacemos un programa de buenos días, en plan...
Buenos días.
Buenos días, España. Bueno,
hace 30 años iba la gente en burro y ahora... Podemos hablar aquí, bueno, el micrófono, ¿no? Hace 30 años iba la gente en burro y ahora llega la radio de Estados Unidos a España.
Sí. Ya
nos escucha todo el mundo y increíble. La radio tal cual es está transmitiendo, está por el increíble. Área de Boston y, sí. Y el área de Medford, concretamente.
Esto es muy interesante porque cuando apareció la televisión, la gente dijo, va, la radio ya no va a seguir, la radio se va a acabar. Pero sin embargo, la radio la sigue escuchando muchísima gente cuando están en el coche, por las mañanas, en su casa, cuando están en la ducha. Muchísima gente escucha la radio todavía, ¿eh?
No hay nada mejor que la radio.
La radio es lo mejor del mundo.
No hay nada mejor, salvo otro programa de radio mejor que el nuestro. Pero no hay nada mejor.
Yo personalmente, que voy a estudiar en Alcalá de Henares desde Madrid, tengo como una hora de viaje y siempre escucho la radio. Así que
yo igual,
es algo que...
Yo vivo en Aranjuez, como a 50 kilómetros del sur de Madrid, sí. Y hora y media de tren, hora y media de radio, siempre.
Siempre.
No me hace publicidad, pero siempre escucho la radio.
Siempre. Yo vivo en Móstoles y vivo a 8 horas de donde tal y la radio es siempre.
8 horas.
8 horas. En Canarias, 7.
Vamos, no. Llegas antes a Boston que a la uni, ¿verdad?
Si cojo mi jet privado, sí, ¿verdad?
¿Verdad?
La radio.
¿Verdad?
La radio no es todo, joder. Oye, si hay alguien que hable español y nos está oyendo.
Por favor, si alguien habla español.
Daría
cualquier
un
persona,
pulmón.
Algún alumno de español, alguien del centro latino, de lo que sea, yeah. cualquier persona que hable español que nos esté escuchando, sí. Que llame al 855-915. 855-915-9636. WMFO.
Por favor,
Tufts Late Night.
Quien quiera que sea, un conductor de Uber, lo que sea, estás ahora trabajando ahí, qué pereza, pero llama, coño, porque te lo vas a pasar muy bien.
Muchas gracias, pues ahora sí, vamos a poner una canción antes
un
de
temazo.
Terminar.
¿Canción de qué?
Un temazo, vamos a poner un temazo.
Vamos a poner Like I Can de Sam Smith.
On a witness stand, but I'll never love you like I can. He could be a stranger, you gave a second glance. He could be a trophy of a one-night stand. He could have your humor, but I don't understand. 'Cause I'll never love you like I can. Maybe he's a mantra, keep your mind entranced. He could be the silence in this mayhem. But then again, he'll never love you like I can. That we can't stand. I love your demons like devils can. If you're self-seeking, an honest man, you stop deceiving, don't please. Why are you looking down all the wrong roads? When mine is a heart.
like I can, can, can.
Hi, we're back here. This is our last intervention. We're gonna let you hear it with, what's your name?
Danley Brown.
Danley Brown, and he's gonna play music for you for the next hour. So we hope you like it.
I do a sports show.
Sports show.
So we have a sports show now, right now.
3 hours of gospel.
What sport?
One hour of sports and then 3 hours of gospel.
Wow. So we have 1 hour sports and 3 hours of gospel.
Nice. Stay tuned.
Yeah, please stay tuned.
To the millions of people who are listening.
Have a good
night.
Daft people.
Hope to
see you next.
Muchas gracias por haber escuchado hoy. Nuevamente me gustaría mandar un saludo a mi familia y a mis amigos en España y a mis padres y a mi hermano, y simplemente decirles que los quiero mucho. Un abrazo desde Estados Unidos.